I would add to some of the things that have been said on that. Having taught in Hungary just at the fall of communism, there was one history textbook. It was broken into four separate books, one for each year group, and history lessons were a case of reading, digesting, then remembering and being tested. And the history practitioners at that time were having real difficulty in finding other versions of their history or world history, and in teaching young people to come out of a fairly entrenched communist worldview. And that's an extreme in a totalitarian state, but there is, you know, it should be borne in mind that there's a difference between that grand narrative and an individual series of events. But it strikes me, as in listening to these points, that narrative in the classroom could be a tool for exploring different viewpoints, that if we accept there are more than one narrative of events, then if children are encouraged to take on either different roles in the past as different characters in a story, be it the Civil War or something else, or looking through the eyes of different interpretations in history or in the present, that is a way of actually encouraging them to see events from different perspectives, and that's quite a sophisticated tool. There was just one further point that struck me in this art or craft of storytelling, that we are using a lot more PowerPoint in the classroom now, and we can become quite lazy. When I started teaching, I had to research something, I made notes, and then I had to remember them, and there was a challenge in that, and retell them. But now I can put all my notes onto a whiteboard, I can flip a slide, and it's all that, and I can become lazy. And new teachers tend to feel a security in that technology, and I think to encourage good practice would be a really good thing. And also to recognise it and to reward that kind of art in our historians coming through, because if you look at the attainment target of the national curriculum as it stands, and certainly once you go beyond Key Stage 3, there is no reference to this art, really. There's a kind of belief that the harder history gets, the more you engage in explanation, analysis, and higher level skills, and things like description of events, or there's no mention of the word recounts, which younger children use and enjoy, but it can be done at a sophisticated level, and perhaps there should be more credence in the somehow, I don't know how it can be done, through the level descriptor.